Congratulations, first of all, to Devonport, to Burnie, I should say, in the under-18s on Friday night. They defeated Burnie 6-3-39 to 4-13-37. It was a bit of a slog, this game. There was nothing in it all night.
Nothing in it at all, and the final margin was 2 points. And when you think about it, Devonport had the wood on Burnie for most of the year, but in the one that counted, Burnie got up. And the best players for the Dockers were Samuel Nisi, Luca Whitcomb and Jonty Watkins, while Oliver Kelly, Jack Bradshaw and Fletcher Kelly played well for the Magpies. We'll hear a lot more about all those guys in the coming years, Martin.
Yeah, it's interesting that the both clubs had the senior teams in the grand final as well, so I think they're going to be around for a while. Only a couple of multiple goal kickers in those in that game for Burnie, Wade Murphy and Jeremy Plant with two. And Fletcher Kelly kicked two for Devonport. The reserves grand final was at Ulverston on Saturday, and it was a win to Wynyard, 9-9-63, defeated Penguin 4-8-32. I was actually at this game, Kim, because we sponsored the competition, and I got to present the Premiership Cup. But there was only 12 points of difference at three-quarter time, but Wynyard, you know, they really came home strong, kicking 4-1 in the last quarter for a pretty deserved win.
Yeah, blew it out to a 31-point victory. And importantly, it's the second consecutive premiership for Wynyard. Best players for the Cats were Sam Gleeson, who took out the Alan Broom Hall Medal, while former Circular Head Giants players in Mark Kearns and Callum House were very, very good. For the two Blues, they were best served by Jake DeGroote, Fraser Reaton, and former Circular Head Giants senior coach Jared Watling. The two Blues finished on top of the ladder after the regular season, Martin, with the Cats winning the one that matters. But isn't it great to see so many ex-Circular Head players still playing in the NWFU?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because if you didn't, I was going to, and I think there's about four or five in Wynyard's reserve side, which is terrific. And you know, obviously those guys love their footy, and after the demise of their club, they were still pretty keen to play.
They certainly were.
Two multiple goal scorers in that game, both for Wynyard, Reece Phillips and Brody Allen kicked two each. And to the main one, the big one at La Trobe in the Saturday afternoon, and it was Burnie 11-16-82, defeated Devonport 6-7-43. It's three in a row now for Burnie, two grand final losses in a row for Devonport, so that's going to sting. There was only 14 points the difference at three-quarter time, but Burnie had the breeze in the last quarter, and I think the two quarters they had the breeze, they definitely used it a lot better, didn't they, Kim?
Yeah, they certainly did, Martin, and Burnie were really devoid of passengers in a real team effort, with retiring veteran Cade Munday receiving plaudits as best of field and the winner of the Wayne Wing Medal for his efforts. Other Dockers to shine were Dylan Smith, Rudy Barrett, Bailey Bogue and Nick Walters, all part of their much-vaunted midfield there, Martin, while key forward Nick McKenna and Braden Hayes were also prominent. Devonport coach Kurt Byard, he would have been disappointed with the final scoreline, but will take some solace, if you like, from the fact that the Magpie under-18s played off in the grand final and the reserve reached the prelim final. Liam Williams was adjudged Devonport's best player, along with key forward Joseph Chaplin. That guy's got a very bright future. Ben Blacklow, Brad Simmons and Kurt Mason. Just a bit to add to that. Given the rain leading up to the grand final and the mystery prospector who dug potholes in the La Trobe Oval just a couple of days prior to the grand final, the La Trobe Committee and volunteers, led by President Greg Donald, are to be congratulated for ensuring the ground was in top-notch condition for the big game and that all required COVID restrictions were well adhered to. So take a bow there, La Trobe Football Club.
Yeah, look, I'm glad you said that, because the first thing I noticed when I walked into the ground was how good it looked. And I've got to say, too, that even though the crowd was restricted to 1,000 people, it felt like a grand final. They made plenty of noise. It was the same with the reserves grand final at Ulverston as well. There was one grandstand full of Penguin supporters and one full of Wynyard supporters, and they made it sound like a grand final. So well done to those people that went along and helped create the atmosphere. Multiple goal kickers in the grand final, Joe Chaplin, you mentioned, with two goals, and he's just got the uncanny knack of reading the flight of the ball. He positioned himself in a couple of good spots there and could have kicked more. Braden Hayes kicked two for Burnie, Kynan West and Harry Waters with two as well. And Braden Hayes was a handy addition, I guess, for Burnie, because he was going to captain coach Natone in the Darwin Footy Association at the start of the season, but of course they didn't get underway. So he went back and had a season with Burnie, and he was probably one of their best on Saturday as well.
He certainly played well, and who knows, if they get the taste for it, they could be around next year.
You never know. But I thought that the grand final was a great showpiece, as it always is, given the conditions under which we've had to play footy this year. So I've got to say congratulations to the NWFL.
Yeah, and particular to Burnie, their president, Steve Dowling, and coach Brett Plant, they should be commended on their efforts, considering that the Dockers were just about down and out after exiting the TSL 3 years ago. As you're quite aware, Martin, Plenty is a great coach and yep. able to extract the maximum from his squad. And that was clearly evidenced by the performance of his veterans in Cade Munday, the Walters brothers and Nick McKenna. But, like Devonport, they're going to be prominent in the years to come with the young talent coming through their ranks.
They will, for sure. I don't know whether Brent's going to stay there next year or not. I did talk to him after the game, and I'll play that interview on Saturday in the sideline view. But great result. And, Kim, I've got to say thank you once again for your efforts during the season, even though it was a shorter season. It's very much appreciated with the Monday wrap-ups and also previewing the games on Friday in Breakfast with the Boys. Much appreciated.
And I'd be remiss there, Martin, if on behalf of the NWFL Executive and Board, a big thank you to your network and yourself, providing us with the opportunity to showcase our competition each week. I sincerely hope that we can continue next year without another COVID interruption.
Yep, we want a proper season next year. Hopefully we can do it again then. Kim, thanks again for your time this afternoon and throughout the season.
Been a pleasure, Martin.